Hello, and welcome to a Guiding God's Girls podcast. I am Shiloh, and today is such a fun one, and I'm just so excited to get to talk about this. So let's just jump straight into it. I have been dealing and struggling with a few different things lately, and I feel like I had to share this only because someone needs to hear it and someone needs to know that you are forgiven and your slate is washed clean. Just think about that. Your slate has been washed clean and you are forgiven. When we do something bad and we know that it's bad, we ask for forgiveness and we repent. But it's important to ask for forgiveness from the person or ask for forgiveness for God, from God first. So first you need to ask for forgiveness from God. And then you need to ask or just forgive yourself for doing what you did. And then you should have communion if you can have it. And if you are saved, and know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It's really important that you stop guilt tripping yourself for what you did. I cannot explain enough of how that just freed me just today of knowing that. Because I would do something wrong. And I would do something wrong, I would repent, I would ask for forgiveness, and then I'd do it again because of I don't know what reason. And I just like keep going in that cycle. But in that cycle, at the end of it, I would feel guilty. And I would ask for repentance or I'd ask for forgiveness from God. I would repent and I'd be like, yes, Lord, please forgive me. I know what I did was wrong. I would actually feel very, very bad about it. And then I would repent and then it would happen however many weeks later. And weeks or days later. But I would feel bad for what I did. I would do it again. But even after having communion, I would just guilt trip myself so much. And I'd just be like, oh no, I did this. And oh, how could I do this? And I think the process of firstly asking God for forgiveness for what you did. Then you need to forgive yourself for what you did. And or you can even like, you could ask the person who you did something wrong against if you want to. And if you feel like you're led to by God to do that, then you can do that. And then have communion. But when you have communion, you are washed clean by the slate. You are washed clean by the Lamb who was slain. You were washed clean from that slate of things that you did wrong. It's like a whiteboard. I don't know if you guys know what a whiteboard is, but a whiteboard in Canada is basically, it's a board that's white. And you use dry erase markers and you can draw or write whatever you want on it. And then you can erase it. And you can just fully erase it completely. And it just goes away. And it's like if you kept drawing on that board and you just kept leaving little bits and pieces of every single drawing you did on that board. And you kept drawing, you did a new drawing and then you left a bit. And then you did another drawing and you left a bit. And you keep doing that. And eventually the board would just get so messy because there's just too many drawings and bits and pieces on the board. You need a brand new, fresh, clean slate. And that's what happens when we have communion. That's what happens when we drink the blood of Jesus through communion. And we have his body through communion. And yes, it's a symbolism, but it's also his real flesh and blood. And when you think about that, and you think about how he has freed you from all of that. He didn't just take it up on the cross and just be like, oh, I took some of your sins. No, He took all of your sins. He took everything that you did wrong. He took everything that you feel guilty for. And even if it's time after time, he still forgives you. Repentance means to change from your ways, change from the things of the sin that you were in. But it doesn't mean to make yourself feel guilty and bad for what you did. Let's say one of you slept with a guy, and you know, according to the Bible, that it's wrong to sleep or do anything with a man before marriage. And let's say it was just like you knew this guy and you just, accidentally slept together, kind of, but you don't want to be with him or anything like that. And you just feel so bad and guilty for that. Well, you should feel bad and guilty for what you did. But what you need to do is you need to ask for God's forgiveness. You need to, if you don't talk to the guy, I guess you would leave him in that scenario. But then you need to forgive yourself. And you need to say, so for me, I would say, Shiloh, I forgive you. Or if you were in that situation, or if not even in that situation, but in any situation at all, then you would say your name, I forgive you. And you talk in, I believe it's the third person. And this is a crucial step to actually believing that you are forgiven. And then after that, you need to stop feeling guilty for what you did. You need to start clean. You need to start fresh, a brand new start. Because Jesus doesn't just be like, well, if you truly repented, then you are fully forgiven. But if you didn't truly repent, and you know what truly repenting is, then that's on you. But let's say you did truly repent. God and Jesus, he's not going to just say, you did something else and I don't know if I can forgive you. No. When you ask for forgiveness of all your sins, it says in the Bible, he is righteous and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness. Let me repeat that again. It says, for he who is God, is righteous to forgive us of all unrighteousness. And unrighteousness means sin. It means anything that is not of God. So just repent, start new. Something for me was just focusing on money so much and focusing on things of this world. But the Bible in Matthew, I don't know which chapter it talks about it, but in one of the chapters in Matthew, it speaks about how our treasures should not be laid up on this earth. For anyone who finds his riches and things of this earth on the earth will not be found in heaven. It says he will not inherit the kingdom of God. But anyone who does the work of the kingdom on earth and who is kingdom focused and lays up his treasures in heaven will go to heaven one day. And it's just super important to remember that. It's super important to remember the blood of the Lamb that was slain for us. Slain means that he was basically like he was dead for us. He died for us. And then he rose again. Another key thing to this is making sure that you forgive whoever wronged you and whoever did something wrong to you. Let's say someone raped you or something like that, which is a super serious and sad thing, and you just need to forgive that person. I'm not going to say it's easy to forgive, because it's not, but you need to forgive him or her, whoever it was who did that to you. You need to forgive them. And my dad and my parents, they use this analogy of, so you're just going to close your eyes, and what you're going to do is you're going to picture a knock on the door. And so you go to the door and you open it and you see the person standing there. Let's say the person's name was Shirley. You would go to the door, you'd open the door, and Shirley was there. And you'd honestly, like, in your heart, you'd just be like, I don't want to see this person. And honestly, sometimes I do that. And I just want to slam the door on their face. And sometimes I do in my head. And then I'm like, no. And so I close my eyes again. And I picture them knocking on the door. And I picture them saying, them knocking on the door. I open the door. And Shirley says, Shiloh, I'm so sorry for this and this and this and this and this. I know I hurt you. I know I wronged you. And I know I was so mean to you and I did all these things to you. And I'm just here to ask for your forgiveness. Please, please forgive me, Shiloh. And then I would either say I forgive them, or if you don't, just keep repeating that process until you fully forgive them. It's super important to forgive. Because the Bible talks about if you don't forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father won't forgive your trespasses. It says that in the Bible. I'm not sure which chapter, but it says that. And so it's important. Forgive people their trespasses. Don't lay up your treasures on earth, but lay up your treasures in heaven. And maybe something happened to you when you were 4 years old and it's something that you've never told anyone. Well, you can tell God. You can be honest and open with God and tell him what it was that happened to you. So, again, I say, ask for forgiveness from God if you did something wrong. And if you can, and if you feel led to by God, ask the person who you hurt forgiveness. Then you need to forgive yourself. And then have communion if you can, and stop feeling guilty for what you did. Because guilt is not helping you. It's just bringing you down. And it's like that whiteboard analogy. If you keep just repenting and be like, oh, he forgave me just a bit though, then you're just going to have such a messy board in the end, and it's not going to do anything. You have a new clean slate, a new whiteboard that's fully white and pure. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for everyone listening to this. I thank you for the revelation that you gave me through the home church I was at today. And I just thank you so much for how you use people. And I pray, Lord, that you would be able to help these people forgive themselves and forgive others, Lord. That it would just be a knife, that they would just cut off all of the things that those people have been unkind to them, that they wouldn't have grudges towards them, but that they would fully forgive the person. And if they did something against themselves or they feel guilty themselves for what they did, I pray that you would help them to forgive themselves. Help them to know that you have come and you died on the cross for them. Because Jesus died on the cross for you. Thank you so much, Jesus, for everything. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness and your mercy. Thank you for being there for all of us at all times and for never leaving or forsaking us. Thank you, Lord, that no sin is too big for you to forgive. Thank you, Jesus. We love you and we bless and praise your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for listening. This is something that really impacted and touched me. And I pray that it impacts and touches you too. Because Jesus, he just wants a relationship with you. He just wants to know you and he just wants to talk to you. Just spend time with him. Spend an hour praying with him. Spend time in the scriptures and get to know God from the scriptures. Look around you in creation and just get to know him through his creation. Through the detail he has in everything. I was looking, my mom was growing plants, and I was looking at the plants, and I was thinking, wow, it's amazing. Like, you see the little seed, and it grew so big, and the seed, the outside shell, is still on the plant, and it hasn't fallen off yet. And I'm just amazed that such big plants and such big things come from such little seeds. And that's like us. We're little and tiny, but when you're with God, nothing can stop you. And when God has told you to do something, or God has given you a command or something that you need to do, he will be on your side if he told you to do it. And he will make you grow. He will flourish you. And just like those seeds just grew. just like you're going to grow in whatever it is God has placed upon your life. So remember to forgive, because if you're not forgiving and you don't forgive yourself, it can be hard to grow. But just forgive yourself, forgive others, ask for God's forgiveness, and don't feel guilty for what you did if you have truly repented. All right, well, Jesus loves you so much, and he just wants you to know that. So thank you so much all for listening. Thank you for joining me on this podcast and just listening in. I pray that this touches you just as it touched me. All right. Well, have a good week or day or whatever part of the world you're in. And I pray that God will just continue to speak to you and that you will just listen to him and listen to his voice. All right. Well, thank you again for listening. Bye for now.